mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 30 seconds into this third hour. It is the second day of February 2005. We have Dr. Dennis Cuddy with us for about another 20, 30 minutes. Time to take your calls and go over some more news. And again, I challenge you, just to type Dr. Dennis Cuddy into a search engine. You'll see a lot of the articles he's written out there. We posted a lot of them at Infowars.com. He's got them at NewsWithViews.com. We've been talking about just the system of control. And Dr. Cuddy, in the last hour, I said, can we defeat this? You said, well, it's going to be hard because it is this creeping, multifaceted, multivariate system where they already control all the major grids, and they're masters at really building the rat maze, and then we just accept the contours of the walls as if this is our universe. They're actually map makers of the mind. We have to build new maps, but to do that, we have to show people the roadmap itself, and that's what we attempt to do on this broadcast. But I have faith because we've gone in just the last 6-7 years from what I witnessed to everybody listening to me rather than half the people disagreeing. We've gone to folks all over just almost instantly, almost subconsciously, you know, the group consciousness, whatever you want to call it, understanding something's wrong. And so it may seem like the New World Order says that things are flat today, but tomorrow we're going to be the majority where the world is round. But they're good, like judo experts, at even taking control of our own counter-revolutions, which I've seen some attempts to infiltrate. But I see humanity making it through this, and we're always going to have problems and evil, and this stuff's going to be going on. But do you think we're at least got them behind schedule and holding them back at certain levels?
We've got them a little behind schedule, but they're pretty adaptable. They control our choices, and they control them from early on. So by the time you get to be a presidential candidate, you've already been vetted by these people and beholden to them, or they've got something on you, as it were. Plus, it's not just that. They actually anticipate that people like you and I will come along and give them a hard time. And so what they do, this sort of multi-headed hydra they have, is a preemptive strike against us by actually creating their own opposition. So let's say, you know, there's going to be this new world order, right? They're going to create, and we're going to wake up to it, and we're going to start exposing it and yelling, screaming. And so they'll create an opposition, you know, and so you join up the XYZ group or whatever it is, and lo and behold, the XYZ group is really their group that is out there, you know, even more vociferous than we are. So, you know, down with a new world order. And there's
But you can always tell who that group is because they'll finally tell you there's no hope, quit, we were wrong, or they'll start saying really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Forget about the 9/11 truth movement. Just go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm glad you made that second point especially because the thing is, with this controlled opposition, not only can they keep tabs and control it, they can also discredit it at any time, make it appear extremist. In other words, let's say there's a militia form, right? New World Order, oh my goodness, this is bad, lots of militias form. So when you create certain oppositions, not only do you control them or the direction, you can actually have two or three people act really weird and discredit them if you need to.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing, Dr. Cuddy. I think they're going to lose, though. I think people are really starting to get wise to them.
Well, the people are starting to get wise, but the people have been conditioned to just sort of sit there and say, yeah, this is bad, what can I do? Or I, as an individual, will, you know, speak out. What they're really afraid of is publicity from a lasting, organized effort. For some reason, the American public does not want to organize against these people.
Well, you try any real organization, that's when the feds and the provocateurs start showing up. I've tried
That's true. That's true.
I mean, and they show they up, folks, like flies on, you know, sugar. I mean, it just flies on rotten meat, and they're bam, right there. We'll be right back with Dr. Cuddy and your call. Stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The Life Wave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've got this quote attributed to Karl Rove in the New York Times, where he's saying, hey, it doesn't matter if we say there's weapons of mass destruction one day and there aren't the next. We're an empire now. And we decide what reality is, and we'll make reality today, we'll change it tomorrow, we'll change it again the next day. That is almost identical to what O'Brien, who's torturing Winston, or re-educating him, loving him, helping him, in O'Brien's words, at the Ministry of Love, which isn't very loving, but hey, in the age of new freedom being forced psychological testing and drugging, I guess it is the Ministry of Love and Truth and Plenty. But to read that quote about we control the reality, they really mean this. They're saying you people have no mooring, no compass. You just regurgitate whatever we tell you. And you're all just passive. He went on to say that. And we're going to change reality over and over again. You know, Winston, how many fingers am I holding up? And he's like, 2, 3, 4, 8, 7. I don't know. Whatever you say, yes, that's good. You, Winston, are unable to even tell how many fingers I've got up until I tell you. That's the type of jellyfish I want. And this is what they've done. They know what they're doing. And it goes for their minions and the rest of them. I mean, Dr. Cuddy, people will serve this New World Order, even though the New World Order does horrible things to them. And sometimes I feel like Winston, you know, where he goes, something will stop you. you know, the human spirit will stop you. Some, and O'Brien's leering over him. You're thinking that my body looks old, Winston, that I'll soon be dead. Well, the pain of the cell or the is part of the vigor of the organism, always pressing on the nerve of power, Winston. How do the top globalists, I know they're social Darwinists, and, well, somebody's got to do it, and we're keepers of the light, so we got to be more evil than anybody. But, I mean, you've been around globalists. You've studied them. How do they do this? How do they have a, I mean, my conscience just is seared and in pain just over looking at what they're doing, much less imagine being part of it.
If they're breeding, it's the sort of old noblesse oblige. That's why when I talk to people, I say there's a difference between the values of the French Revolution and the American Revolution, although they sound the same, liberté, égalité, fraternité, because the elite believes that they're born to rule. In fact, David Rockefeller told William Dannemeyer, a congressman from California, that there are men who are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. And that's
Arnold Schwarzenegger told U.S. News and World Report that in 1990.
And that's, he said in 90 that he likes control. He likes power. You know, that's people need to be led. Same thing.
He told what to do.
Yeah, the same thing in the movie Agency back in 1980. Robert Mitchum was the star there and played a Mr. Quinn. And the way they did it was through subliminal advertising. It said the people want to be led. They need to be told what to do. And so that's the attitude is that you notice a lot of them are into, like in the Brotherhood of the Bell raising, or Brotherhood of the Rose raising flowers. And they also breed horses and cattle. And see, we're just another form of animal.
You're incredible. You're incredible. During the break, I was thinking of what I was going to say when I came back. And I was going to say they're collectors.
They collect.
They like to collect whole societies. They, you know, like it's a monopoly board buying up new movements. They print the money, folks. And I was going to say they're breeders, like the queen obsessed with breeding dogs and horses.
That's right.
That's what Hitler was obsessed with. Heinrich Himmler was a breeder.
They're always into that genetic engineering and eugenics, and that's why Sir Julian Huxley, right after World War II, and UNESCO, which we just rejoined, said that was their purpose, to have a world government and to get people to think about eugenics. We're just going to have to move in that direction, and that's what we are. We are to be managed, to be bred, to be led, to be told what to do. And it's sort of, as you mentioned before, a new type of feudalism. And that's what W.J. Gint, one of the editor of the American Fabian magazine, wrote in his book, Our Benevolent Feudalism. And they said that's what the oligarchs and plutocrats will run us by in the future. We'll be in this new age where you'll have this managerial elite and we'll all be these little worker bees under them.
And then you read what the elite's saying, they plan to cull 80% of the worker bees.
At least 90. Sam Keen at the Gorbachev Forum in 95 said 90% reduction.
And Ted Turner said 95%. Yeah.
They all applauded. All of Gorby's friends applauded.
So, folks, you have, you know, world government. Hey, let's have a world government. Okay, the people that are building it are saying they're going to kill you. I mean, you might want to listen to them. I just might want to.
Regulation in this sense, I had mentioned Eli Lilly before. What they made was the thimerosal, and now just follow this for 15 seconds. You make the thimerosal, all right? Now, it's not doing very well at all. It's a mercury-based preservative, and they had to recently remove from childhood vaccines. What they found is that there's like 2.5 times the youngsters were more likely to get neurological disorders, okay? So now you got neurological disorders, right, like attention deficit disorder. Then you come along and say, hey, we need these mental health screenings, right? And so once you get the mental health screenings under that rubric, you know, that we have these problems with all these youngsters with ADD or whatever, and once you get that, then you can get them on these strong antidepressants.
And the psychotropics screw their brains
right.
up even worse, so now they're getting on more drugs.
Right. And so, and that way you manage them, whether, you know, Ritalin, whatever it is. And so, that in turn might cause a person to go berserk and shoot up a schoolyard. Now we gotta have that gun control.
Well, this new kid who shot his grandparents and burned the house down, totally normal, went on Zoloft.
Right.
And, they doubled the dose in one day and he went absolutely berserk.
And then, so you have, in the case of the school shootings, whether it's, let's see, Kip Kinkle, and then there was one or two others.
Kleibold, there's hundreds. I've never seen Larry Ashbrook, Buford Furrow, the woman cutting the toddler's arms off in Fort Worth, the woman drowning the five kids in the bathtub. I mean, I've never seen one where they're not on this stuff. The Muhammad guy, the shootings.
Right, and so therefore that leads them to the next one of their other goals, which is gun control.
And then it turns out in 83, in their own internal trials, they had all this suppressed. They knew it radically increased suicide because it's like acid, folks. When you're having a good trip, everything's fine, but then you have the bad trip, and it takes the inhibition away, and you're in a dreamlike state, and mommy has a bad dream and starts cutting the kids up.
Okay, and so what happens to that? See, it's a progression. You have the one, the thimerosal, then the ADD, then the shooting the kids and the cutting the kids up and whatever. So now, who might be a problem to that? Well, the problem might be your older folks who have the sense. They've read Orwell's 1984 and Alice in Wonderland. So what do we do about the old folks? What you do is you give them a flu vaccine. And what happens there is, this is a Dr. Hugh Feudenberg. He's like the premier person in neuroimmunology in the country. And what he found is, in his research, is that for people between 60 and 65 who receive the flu vaccine, say, three or four times during the five-year period, they become 10 times more likely to get Alzheimer's, and they can't remember.
So it's getting rid of, so we don't have to pay these pensions out. Now, let me stop people right there, because, Dr. Cutting, if you type this in Google, you'll find AP on this. They announced for a year they took thimerosal out.
Right.
But in three of the vaccines that they try to make mandatory, they really push, they increased it to 250 times safe levels per injection. And the flu shot, again, I have AP, has the same 250 times, so they radically increased the thimerosal in the flu shots.
And can lead to Alzheimer's, which means the old folks who could be a problem for the paralytic, now they can't really think or remember too well.
And then, on two separate occasions, and we're going to go to calls here in a second, on two separate occasions, the last couple of years, they announced there's a shortage. There really isn't a shortage. And they announced, oh, we did have what we needed to create the artificial scarcity, so lines of people show up. But this year it backfired. Record levels of people didn't go get it. And everybody I talked to is getting wise, Dr. Cuddy.
Yeah, they are. They're wise to the oil shortage, too, of the 70s and how that plays out. Before the time's running down here, did you want me to read that Bernays quote?
Yeah, read us the father of advertising.
Yeah, among many things he said was, quote, this is 1928, those who manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of the country. It remains a fact that in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons. It is they who pull the wires, which control the public mind, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. As civilizations become more complex and as the need for invisible governments has been increasingly demonstrated, the technical means have been invented and developed by which opinion may be regimented, end quote.
Unless you're conscious of the attempt to do it to you and
right.
To face it, you are totally under its control.
Yep.
And so how do you get to somebody? I've noticed really people who are worth $1 million think they're the elite because they're at the country club. I find they're some of the biggest defenders of this system.
Biggest defenders?
Yes, defenders.
Yeah, and that's why when people say, well, you know, it's the Masons, it's the Jews, it's the Catholics or whatever, I say, you're missing the point. This is a, like you were saying, a multi-headed hydra, and in the end, of course, biblically, there's an antichrist, but before then, you've got a lot of egos out there that need to be stroked, and so these people are given the idea that they're going to be big shots. However, just like what the SS did to the SA is going to happen to them. They'll wipe out some of their main supporters when the end comes.
Because these are people that understand the structure and could form power bases that could threaten the monopoly of power.
That's right.
Now, I want to just inform globalist minions out there, you are the first. You are the first. In fact, they'll keep people like me around for a long time to go, oh, look, see, you've still got free speech. Alex is still around. But you are dead meat. They eat their own.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go to the calls here. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Bobby. Bobby, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Yes, sir. These phones today, I tell you. He just picked up his cordless phone and then hung it up. That's nice. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Dr. Cuddy. It's very interesting that you're talking about this topic, because just this past Sunday in the New York Times, there was an article in there about how soldiers returning from Iraq are going to undergo even more intensive and inquisitive psychological questionnaires several months after they come back to the States.
And hundreds of thousands of troops who were in Vietnam go to try to buy a gun and didn't know that somebody put something in a file in 1969.
That's my point.
Yeah.
They're trying to disqualify these people from being able to exercise civil rights.
If they can't get us into the criminal justice system, they'll get us into the psychiatric system, or they'll get us onto the welfare system. It's about institutionalizing all of society. That is the neo-feudal global state.
Right.
Dr. Cuddy comments.
Feudal state.
It's all for your own good. Two quick points. C.S. Lewis said of all tyrannies, the tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of his victim may be the most oppressive. And the reason I mention that is if you heard George Bush, the current president's State of the Union message, he said, "We have lit a fire in the minds of men." Just like I doubt his daddy could have been ignorant when he used New World Order, had been ignorant of H.G. Wells' New World Order book about world government. George W., somebody has to have known that that really came from Dostoevsky's book, The Possessed, which was later published as The Devils, in which it's talking about you may have somebody with great, seems to have great motives, but really under these, what's seemingly great motives is the most, as he said, monstrous of villainies and horrors, the filthiest that could ever be perpetrated on the people. So why would he choose a term like that, given that it comes from Dostoevsky like that?
Doctor. That term wasn't pulled out of thin air in a vacuum. It wasn't
right.
Made up at the moment, obviously not. These guys have a lot of history to work with. You talked about controlled opposition. Lenin talked about controlled opposition. I think he referred to them as the trust. In other words, set up the opposition to you so you control the opposition to you. So they're standing on the shoulder of giant monsters that came before them, be it the communists, be it the Nazis. They know what they're doing.
But understand, their forebears are the same big banks and the same European U.S. elite that funded all those other creatures that you call giant monsters. They were just wind-up toys.
Absolutely, that's correct. That's true. Another thing that you mentioned, too, is the utilization of drugs to help control people, all right?
Yep.
I say to you, I'll take the principle and go further with it. Rather than wait for you to be born and try to drug you 10 or 20 years into your lifetime, I suggest that they're using pharmacology, whether it is illegal street drugs or legal pharmacology, to corrupt the protoplasm seed of life in your parents.
Well, actually,
so when you're conceived, you're conceived in your...
Yeah, gotta let you go, Ron. I want to put a final caller in here. But that actually, the British have openly talked about pre-screening all embryos and deciding, oh, this child will have aggressive traits. You can't have a child. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah.
Let's talk to last caller, Fred in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Dr. Cuddy, what is your doctorate in?
American history, minor in political science.
Okay. I wanted to ask you briefly, the book Unholy Babylon, I had heard about it from a friend and then on a show yesterday. Is that from 1982 or 92 or when?
I'm not sure of that date.
Have you heard of the book?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure of the date.
Okay. Well, I thought that had, you know, been one of those early books that seemed to pull together all these,
There were books written 150 years ago about this New World Order.
Yeah. Well, the, is there a room for divergence of opinion on, you know, what is happening? Because in my particular,
you got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I feel as though sometimes you can have two trends going on that are opposite at the same time in history. What do you think about that particular?
Okay, thanks for the call. He's saying, is there some other major movement that rivals the globalist paradigm in size?
Yeah, there can be, but the problem is we don't know that the synthesizers aren't doing that as part of their process, forcing us into a synthesis. It's like Blumenfeld said in the early 60s, if the communist threat were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. So it may be that this alternate track is trying to force us into a synthesis.
Exactly. Dr. Cuddy, always great to have you on with us. You're a real gentleman, and God bless you, my friend.
You too.
Take care. Dr. Dennis Cuddy loves freedom, loves this country. We appreciate him joining us. All right, we're coming up here in a minute with part of an interview I did yesterday that I think is really important. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Coming up here in a minute or two, we'll be talking to founder and chairman of Polynomics Incorporated. His website's Waninski.com, W-A-N-N-I-S-K-I.com. And he was associate editor at the Wall Street Journal and also a advisor to President Ronald Reagan. And the bio goes on and on. That's coming up in a few minutes. I heard him this weekend on... the weekend interview show that another talk show host does on another network, Scott Horton, and I was impressed. I had read about and heard about Mr. Waninski, but I was really impressed by the analysis that he gave on air. So he's coming up here in a minute or two. Before we go to Mr. Waninski, I want everybody out there to grab a pen and paper and to cease your procrastination. Please get my videos. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Get them out to people. 9/11, the road to tyranny. The truth behind 9/11 and how it's being used to set up a police state that has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos. You need to have these books. You need to have these videos. You need to get my new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. I'm offering Road to Tyranny when you buy one copy for $24.95. It's almost 3 hours long for $5.95 each additional copy, so you can get a few copies for friends and family. Also, American Dictators, $19.95 each additional copy, $5.95. Take advantage of this special. I'm not going to be doing it much longer. A bunch of other great specials. Just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the Safe Secure online shopping cart, watch free clips of the different films, order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free. You can call and ask the operators about different specials, different titles, what the films cover. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The videos are waking people up. Take advantage of them. Use them as tools. They're very effective. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. We, again, have an amazing individual on. He's Jude Wininski. And, again, advisor Ronald Reagan, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, political economist. And a lot of conservatives, you know, we've had generals, we've had admirals, we've had the former judge advocate general of the Navy on about how torture's wrong and the neocons are out of control and they're getting our troops killed and the Army told them 400,000 troops or it's going to be a Vietnam. And this staged election and these obvious puppet installments aren't fooling anybody. Maybe they're fooling some people, but it's not fooling those that are really looking at it. And, the media focuses in on people like Gorbachev. Oh, look at that communist liberal. And he says it's fake, so it must not be fake. Again, but the media doesn't focus in on people like Jude Wininski and others that are criticizing a lot of this. Mr. Wininski, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Anything for people that don't know who you are that I didn't cover?
Well, you mentioned before we went on, I wrote a book called The Way the World Works. And it's really the foundation of the Reaganomics and supply-side economics. And I developed all that when I was at the Wall Street Journal. And I was very proud in the year 2000, the editors of the National Review named it one of the 100 most influential books of the 20th century, The Way the World Works. Of course, I have to point out that I came in 94th, somewhat behind The Joy of Cooking.
Well, now, and your website is Wininski.com.
Wininski.com, and I have a daily commentary, and I've been writing about Iraq a lot lately. And you can register, and it's all for free.
Okay, let's start here with, you talk about your friends, the neocons. I mean, you know these guys intimately. Who are they? Why are you opposing some of their policies?
Well, Richard Perle is kind of the ringleader of the neocons. A neocon just simply means that you used to be a liberal and now you're conservative. You're a new conservative. And I was a liberal Democrat for most of my life. I'm 68 years old now. But I met Perle back in 1969 when he was 25 years old and working for Scoop Jackson, the senator from the state of Washington, and George Will, who's we all know, he's now on ABC, and Bob, the late Bob Bartley, who was the editor of the Wall Street Journal, and we were all cold warriors, and we were united in a very hard line against communism in Moscow and in Beijing, and fought the Cold War together. And we were proud at being successful in fighting that Cold War without having a nuclear exchange. But when the Cold War ended in roughly early 1990s, when the Soviets decided that they had enough of communism, the Russians invited me to Moscow to try and help them turn their communist system into a market economy, and I was glad to do that for free. And I made several trips pro bono, because I've never taken any money from a politician or a government in all my years at Polyeconomics. But I had to break with my old friends because they said, we didn't beat these guys enough. We have to smash them into the ground, and we want to feed them bad economic advice, shock therapy, so that they will fall apart. And I said, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when they come out with their hands up and they say we give up and we're prepared to be capitalists and we're prepared to be, you know, baptized into the church, that's enough for me. But it wasn't enough.
But the truth is, The truth is they wanted those few oligarchs in so that big global corporations could work with them a little bit easier.
Well, they, you see, warriors have to be able to fight wars, and otherwise they're useless. So this is what really what's behind Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, and that's what these the neocons are. I mean, Dick Cheney, I've known Dick Cheney since he was in his early 30s. I've known Don Rumsfeld when he was a congressman from Illinois. These are all people, Paul Wolfowitz, who's a deputy at the Pentagon. They're all people I've known all these years. Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. I mean, we were buddies. We partied together.
Well, I want to go over this, though, because the Washington Post, CNN, big papers in Canada, one headline, what, in the National Mail, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House. You say they're these anti-communists, but didn't the neocons become, founded by Kristol's daddy, out quote of the failure of the Trotskyites?
Well, yeah, this is Irving Kristol. I was my mentor. I mean, I called him. I coined the phrase Don Corleone. He's Irving Kristol. He's still kicking. He's now in his well into his 80s. And I think Irving himself, Bill Kristol's daddy, is not a neocon in the sense that he really supported all this war. He was probably standing back and saying, look, I'm too old to be involved.
So when did he supposedly switch out of the Fourth International to being this conservative?
Well, this happened after, at the time of Alger Hiss and Whitaker Chambers, when you had all kinds of people in the late 1940s who had been thinking in terms of some form of communism as being acceptable, Trotskyism being what they kicked around when they were at CCNY, the old City College in New York. This is how they came together, and it was in the late 40s that they began to worry that this is not the way they wanted things to develop in the USSR, and gradually shifted out of communism and socialism, and then moved into capitalism. I remember there was a time when Irving Kristol, came as far as to say, write a book called Two Cheers for Capitalism, and then became a complete capitalist.
Yeah,
so
Two Cheers.
Passage,
sir?
And I went with them for a good part of that.
Two Cheers for Crony Capitalism, Command and Control. See, I go way past all these, you know, different so-called economic and political terms. I look at it, is it a command and control government? I mean, some of these big corporations are not free market. They want a big government that can simply control the population and control markets. And I don't see a lot of these Trotskyites that supposedly became conservatives as real conservatives.
Well, there is certainly a lot of corporate capitalism out there. Have you read this new book about The Confessions of Economic Hitman?
Yes, we've had him on.
You had him on. Yeah, well, he's in the ballpark. There's a lot of stuff in the book that I don't quite agree with, but there is big money in the United States. There is an establishment on Wall Street, and they find it in their interest to have crises around the world that they can deal with through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and make money in the process.
We're talking to Jude Wanniski of Wanniski.com, WANNISKI.com, or just go to Infowars.com. You can link directly through to his website. He was associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, a political economist, advisor to Ronald Reagan, one of the architects of supply-side economics, a real icon in that movement. And look, shifting gears here, we have the neocons who, with the PNAC documents, wanting to invade 63 countries. They've invaded two of them. They're already beginning to attack Syria with these Saudis into the country of 20 miles, strafing and bombing troops. They've got special forces in Iran right now snooping about. Tony Blakely's calling for arresting Cy Hirsch for reporting on it. Michael Savage is talking about arresting anybody that criticizes the government. I mean, these guys are, like, out of control. I'd call them fascist more than I'd call them Trotskyites or conservatives, you know, to use those two political terms.
I would agree with that.
Okay, well, then what are they up to and what are we facing?
Well, I think Pat Buchanan is a good friend of mine. I talk to all the time. I've known him from the early Nixon years. You know, he said they've passed their peak, the neocons, and that they've gotten so bloodied in this in Iraq that they're losing power. And one of the signs, the sure signs that they're losing influence, is the departure of the number three man at the Pentagon, Douglas Feith, who's just resigned. And at the State Department, although I've written that I think Condoleezza Rice is really incompetent to be Secretary of State, she's competent to do a lot of things because she's very bright, but she has shown no skills in the diplomatic world. But she has brought in with her as her deputy Robert Zoellick, who was the U.S. Trade Representative, and a man I much admire for his diplomatic skills. And that I think.
Let me digress for just a second.
The combination of these factors make me a little bit more hopeful that the Bush administration is going to be pointed in a less aggressive direction.
Well, let me digress for a second. Have we seen such an exodus? You know, I thought that it was just people going to cash in the private sector while they've still got power for 4 years with their connections. But then Karl Rove told U.S. News and World Report that, no, they weren't energetic enough, were kicking all these people out, plus they were lightning rods, were putting in a new batch. What do you think the truth is?
Well, I think a lot of the people that are leaving, you know, are exhausted, and they wound up having to go along with the party line in the first administration on a lot of things that they didn't approve of, and they're gone. So there's a shake-up. There's a new team there, and I wish there were...
Yeah, but you say they may be lessening. I mean, his speech at his coronation last week, or a week and a half ago, when he was on the 20th, I mean, Bush was up there literally talking about a crusade against evil.
I know, but he's been backtracking ever since because of the way, you know, that's President Bush, you know, was chosen by the neocons when he was governor of Texas. In fact, they picked him to be the candidate. In fact, the neocons picked George W. Bush when he was governor.
Wasn't it George Shultz that vetted him?
Well, George Shultz, he's part of the... a part of the gang, and George Shultz is the one who introduced Condoleezza Rice into the National Security Council in the first Bush administration to Brent Scowcroft, and then brought her back when Governor Bush, they said, hey, look, we want you to run for president, and he essentially told them that he didn't know anything about foreign policy. He really knew, you know, how to manage the Texas Rangers, a baseball team, but that's as far as it went. And they said, well, we're going to fix you up with the smartest people around, and what they did was they sent him Condoleezza Rice, and she came down to Crawford, and she was there for a week or so, and then she said, Mr. President, you should meet a man I think who's very bright, and she brought Paul Wolfowitz down to Crawford, and their pictures were in the paper, and then a week later, here's a picture of Richard Perle.
And then George Shultz came.
Well, and George Shultz was in there. He's a member of the Defense Policy Board, sits right next to Richard Perle. In planning all these maneuvers, and of course, Don Rumsfeld,
is that a real split?
I actually introduced Rumsfeld to the neocons back when he was in the Ford administration, and he's never been his own man. In other words, it's been Perle and Wolfowitz who have been doing the strategic thinking behind the Pentagon, and Rumsfeld has been one of their agents.
Mr. Wininski, so is it a real split when Brent Scowcroft and George Herbert Walker kind of send out signals about not being too keen on the war before the war?
Oh, absolutely it was. And it was, you know, I was thinking in the last days before we went to war that that because of the positions that were being taken by Scowcroft and Bush 41, and also Saddam Hussein and Baghdad essentially saying to us and to the Security Council, look, you can come anywhere you want and as long as you want and look under my bed.
And by the way,
you're not going to find any weapons of mass destruction.
It was Bill Clinton pulled the inspectors out. They never kicked them out. And then notice we heard it was all weapons of mass destruction. Now the war was never about that. Rumsfeld says that's an urban legend. He never said it on Face the Nation. No, it was about bringing democracy.
Well, you know, they've run out of all the other excuses, so now they're down to democracy. And, of course, the elections that we've had, everybody has tears in their eyes about how wonderful it is that all these people stood in line and braved the insurgents. But, you know, nothing really has changed. The insurgents don't really care about the turnout, whether it's a big one or a long, small one. They are there. The insurgency is directed at the United States, and which has, as far as they're concerned, over the last 15 years, you know, killed 1.5 million Iraqis with the sanctions and with the war, and they want us out of there, and they're not going to stand for any kind of government that has been shaped
by the way. That's roughly 1 out of 20 Iraqis is dead. Amazing. Jude Waninski, please stay with us, sir. I got a bunch of other questions for you. I want to talk about what you think is going to happen in Iraq, where you think this is all going in the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years. What, you know, your projection for the future. And we'll also take calls. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the info war. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have more interesting conversations with our guests during the breaks when I'm talking to them, but I was talking to Jude Waninski, who of course is a world-renowned political economist and former associate editor for the Wall Street Journal, also a top economic advisor and economic architect for Ronald Reagan during his first term of his presidency, and advising during the campaign as well. Mr. Waninski, continuing, during the break we were talking about what the neocons want, this world empire. But here domestically, they're butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Alberto Gonzalez is claiming that President Bush is above the law. They are dismantling the Constitution wholesale. So they promise to spread freedom worldwide. Well, how about spreading some here at home?
Well, when you have an objective as large as the one that they have, and they believe that that right is on their side, and this is the way to go, you can't, as what do they say, Lenin said, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. So whatever you have to do, you do, and you make excuses for it. And if you have to trample on the Constitution or turn it inside out in order to approve the use of torture and the breaking of international conventions, you find ways to do that too.
But Mr. Wyniski, seem like they're getting delusional? I saw a quote in the New York Times by a top White House official saying, hey, you guys go ahead and write about our contradictions. We are the empire. We actually set reality, and we'll change reality day to day. I mean, it's getting Twilight Zone.
Well, it is, and people say, are you saying there's a conspiracy? And I say, of course there's a conspiracy, and they advertise it. It's a public conspiracy. They're saying, here is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it for the good of the world. Now, let me backtrack a little bit, and you remember we were talking in the earlier segment about how I was one of these folks, and that when the Cold War ended, one of the arguments that I was making is that, yes, we are an empire. We are now at the top of the whole political pyramid, of the power pyramid of the planet Earth. There's nobody else that... So we have a responsibility to manage the world. Managing, not policing it. And the management of it means that we have to consult with all the members of the family of nations, with all of the people in NATO and at the UN Security Council, before we go to war with anyone. And I was opposed... with my argument that in terms of peacetime, when you're at peace, you put diplomacy first because it's less expensive and you don't really want to have wars all the time. And their argument was exactly the opposite. They say, we have to have an American empire, but we're going to kick ass.
But I want to be clear here. I want to be clear, though. We, the American people, aren't part of this empire. There's this supposed reflected glory of people going, yeah, we are an empire now. I'm powerful. No, in this empire, we're going to be slaves.
Well, that's true. And the problem we had in the last election is that I broke with the Republican Party. I'd been a Republican voter going back to
64.
Richard Nixon in 68, and I voted for John Kerry, not holding my nose because he was a very good candidate, but I had to cast a vote against these warriors because I don't like where they're taking us, and this is why Bush only won by a small amount of votes.
But, you're a smart guy. You know, Kerry was like, we need to increase the troops. We need to, Iran's evil. Let's get them. But, and I thought I was listening to George Bush on steroids.
He's terrible. what are we going to do for the next 4 years? And all I can say is that from one day to the next, I'm doing everything I can to encourage those forces inside the Bush administration and inside the Republican Party move in more moderate directions. And, I'm believing that will happen, that we're not going to have, they're not going to go into Iran. There's a lot of bluster about it. Cy Hirsch did the whole world a favor by his article in The New Yorker where he pointed out all the plans that we have.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a break. We're going to start the second hour. I want to get your predictions on what's going to happen in Iraq and take some calls. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with the second hour.